Your dad and I had been married about 10 years, and we had the American dream. We had two good jobs, a couple of dogs, a sweet little cottage in Decula, and we were so happy. And what we wanted most then was to have a child. So the first time I got pregnant, we were so excited, but then I lost the baby. And we cried and we grieved. The second time I got pregnant, then we lost that one. And we cried harder this time. But when the third pregnancy came and left, we were devastated. And we thought maybe we would never have children, but we decided to try one more time. I got pregnant with you, went to the doctor's office, and the doctor said, yes, you're pregnant. And he goes, we're going to do an ultrasound. And when they did the ultrasound, you weren't there. There was an empty sack inside of me. And they told me that you had died too. And they said, if you haven't spontaneously miscarried, to come back on Friday, and they would do a DNC, which is basically scrape you out. And right before they did the DNC, and we had made the decision we were just going to be childless, they took one last look, and there you were. It was like God telling us that I couldn't have a kid, but that he could give me a kid. And that child was you. I was hooting and hollering, and the doctor was even smiling and congratulating us that there you were. Pregnancy with you was fun. I never felt so cool in my whole life as having you inside me. Unfortunately, I never glowed when I was pregnant. It was sick as a dog most of the time. But I don't think there was ever a child wanted as much as you were. Well, your childbirth was long and hard. But we had our baby boy come out, and you were so beautiful, and we were so grateful. You cried for the first 8 months of your life, and your dad and I are like going, oh my God, what have we done? But when you were 8 months old, it's like your tears dried and you smiled at us for the first time. And we were so happy. Everyone was so happy. We fell so much in love with you. We would go in at night and wake you up just so we could see you smile again and just watch you. We couldn't wait to be around you. We were smitten.